Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
High noon in the District of Columbia. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. You're watching us on the YouTube stream, 106.7 The Fan. Listen to us wherever you get your podcasts. Listen to us on all the different apps, Odyssey, iHeart, whatever. Or you can watch us on Monumental Sports Network. Appreciate wherever you get the content.
Yeah,
get the content. We're hearing from Cliff Kingsbury now. We're hoping to turn around some of that audio so we can have a bit of a discussion on Mr. Kingsbury. We weren't able to do this yesterday, so I did kind of want to go through the power rankings, B, as we always do. Eric Edholm from NFL.com is where we go in an effort to not get too hot takey. We just use the consistent same place, same week. Mm-hmm. Who do you think the best team in football is, Brian?
They're going to go with the Patriots.
Rams.
Rams?
How you feeling about the Rams? 10-3. Season ended today. They'd be the one seed in the NFL.
Didn't they lose the last game they played?
No, they just beat the hell out of the
They lost the game prior to
They lost the game prior. They lost to the Panthers. That's when a lot of people maybe had some questions.
See, that right there is like, I mean, but
I think the Rams are, the Panthers are better than people give them credit for, but.
That's understandable, but still, if the Rams are the team they're supposed to be, they're not supposed to lose to the Panthers.
All right. So you still don't have them at one?
Nah.
Would you have the Pats at one on your list?
Yeah.
All right. They go Rams, then Seahawks.
Okay.
Now, the Rams and Seahawks play each other maybe next week. I mean, that should be a serious ball game, man. Because that, like right now, the Rams are in first and the Seahawks are in fifth. But they have the same record, and if Seattle can win the rematch – you know, all of a sudden that'll flip-flop. They'll be in first and the Rams go to fifth.
Yeah.
The Seahawks' only losses on the year are to Tampa, San Fran, and the Rams. So they haven't dropped one to a questionable opponent like L.A. has. The Rams, especially because when they lost to the Niners to open and they lost to the Bucks in week five. Tampa was playing outrageous football early in the year before a number of injuries came up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Seattle has won five of their last six, the only loss coming on a two-point loss on the road to their division rival. And they've been kind of flogging people lately. 37-9 last week to Atlanta, 26-0 2 weeks ago to Minnesota. Seattle gets Indy this week.
Still, when I look at the Rams, I would go with their quarterback, I believe in him. When I go to Seattle, I think that quarterback's going to falter.
What do you think of Indianapolis's quarterback this week?
Which one? The old man or the young man?
Presumably Phil Rivers.
Well, I think they said he was going to be backing up the other guy, right? And I guess backing up, hoping the other guy messes up. Look, man, Phillip Rivers, they say he can still throw it around the yard. He did a lot for them to sign him. I don't think they sign him if he can't play. I mean, if they can't do what they need. I believe it's going to be a heavy dose of Jonathan Taylor, and he's going to play off of that. I don't think he comes out there and they're going to just drop him back and have him tossing the ball all day. The same way they were winning with Daniel Jones.
Right, I agree with that.
Have a great running game and then let Daniel do what he wanted to do off of that. And Phil's not going to be as athletic as Dan.
No.
No.
Did you hear Rivers got asked about his playing weight? And he said, well, I'm not the same I was last time I was on the field, but I never ran away from anybody anyway.
Well, hey, they don't care as long as he can let this fly.
He's always had that weird motion, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you hear Cam Newton's response to Phillip Rivers getting signed by Indy?
What did he have to say?
He said he considers it a slap in the face that he wasn't called first.
Cam, you've done the point where they're not going to call you. And I think he knows that.
How much of their willingness to call Phil Rivers, there's obviously familiarity with the staffs.
Yeah.
But, like, how much of it also is that they know he could come in, I want the right way to phrase this, and not be a pain in the ass?
I think that's a lot of it. But I think also on top of it, the people out there that are trying to get in the league, it says a lot about you. If they are going to go get a 44-year-old man and not give you a chance, that says a hell of a lot, bro.
Well, dude, you know,
like we always talk about there are not a lot of good quarterbacks out there. Doesn't this prove it?
It might. But you know what is remarkable? You know who was in Cincinnati and they decided to trade for Flacco?
Who?
Brett Rippin. You know who was in Indy and they decided to go get Phil Rivers? Brett Rippin. Like, that's a tough run of events.
Yeah, Brett Rippin, they probably telling you that they don't believe in you.
So it's not this week.
It's just like, but you think about it, dude. Still been out of football 5 years, man.
That's a
there
lot.
Are a lot of quarterbacks who went through training camps and who's on the teams now, backups, and they called the dude that's been laying around his house. And for him to go out and put on a show that they felt, okay, we're going to sign this dude here. And I understand he has a connect with the coach and stuff. But still, that coach is not dumb enough to bring a stiff out there. He has to be able to do something to make the coach say, yeah, I think we have a better chance with him than anybody else.
Dude, there are betting odds on Phil Rivers.
Of course Vegas don't get in on that.
Which I'm just saying means that they believe he's going to play. FanDuel, Phillip Rivers this week, 152.5 passing yards.
Mm.
I mean, that's kind of nuts.
Kind of.
It's not that it's a lot of yardage, but that I mean, just that the numbers exist.
Hey, man.
16.5 completions is the over-under, 27.5
attempts.
If they
sign him, they expected him to help at least some. You know, I just think he's going to play some. They're probably wishing this other guy just falters.
Do you know what the odds are if you want to bet a Phillip Rivers anytime touchdown? So not a passing touchdown, but a rushing or receiving touchdown?
Plus 2,000.
Plus 2,700.
Damn.
I think maybe the game of the NFC season is going to be next week where – and it's a Thursday night. Damn. Seattle's hosting the Rams next Thursday night. But specific to the power ranks – NFL.com goes Rams, Seahawks, then the Broncos, then the Patriots.
They put the Broncos. Well, yeah, if you look at the schedule, and I think back now, the Patriots have not – they beat a lot of people that are not very good. The Broncos have a better record than them. I mean, better schedule against them. People that they've beaten than the Patriots have beaten.
Totally. I mean, just if you look at the – Broncos division. Like, it's significantly harder to beat the Chiefs and the Chargers than it is to beat the Jets. Yeah. The Jets and the Dolphins. New England's going to be really interesting when we get to the playoffs and they're playing good teams, because they seem to me like a good team. They've won 10 in a row. All you can do is beat the teams on your schedule.
Yeah, that's true.
The Broncos and the Pats have the best record in the NFL at 11-2. I think there are legitimate questions about Denver's offense. Just if they're good enough to put up points against really good defenses. But as we've talked about, you know, Denver wins all these narrow games. They have started to open it up a bit. They are plus 73 point differential now. Okay. I got a crazy one for you. The Chiefs are now 6-7. I haven't even looked where they are in the power ranks. The Chiefs have a plus 63 point differential in their one game under 500.
Dang.
Whereas the Chargers just won that gutty game the other night against the Eagles. Chargers are 9-4, but only plus 28.
That's weird.
Right.
Well, I mean, the thing, right, when the Chiefs beat you, they beat you. When they lose close ones.
Right. I think New England, I'm sorry, the Rams and the Seahawks, by a wide margin, have the best win differential in the NFL. Seattle's at plus 160. The Rams are at plus 150. Next up is New England at 110. So that, I mean, that's a pretty significant delta.
Definitely.
I think there's a lot of questions about all these top teams. To me, if you look at these top four teams, the four best records in the NFL, the Pats, who have they played? Is this young quarterback really ready for all this?
Yeah.
The Broncos, I don't know if their offense is good enough. I don't.
They do a lot of short stuff.
Drake May is a, let's see if you could do this in the playoffs, but Drake May in the regular season has been fantastic.
Yeah.
Bo Nix has not. That is a true team. The defense is really good. Nix does enough to win. Can you do? Is that a formula?
He does his part.
Is that a formula for February though? That, you know, the Seahawks. The real question is Darnold. Like, we saw Darnold
live up to it.
Turn into a pumpkin week 18 last year, and then in the playoff game. The Rams. I don't think you have that big question.
Man, Stafford, he's done it. I mean, at the beginning of the year, we thought his back was hurt.
I did say then, I just don't think he wants to go to camp.
Yeah. I listen, man, when you got a veteran player, you know what those guys are capable of. You can understand. You can do stuff like that. Younger people, you got to get them into it. Till they, like, you know, every player on this team keeps saying when the veterans tell them to find a routine. When your guy has a routine, you can probably take chances like that. If he doesn't have a routine, you better get him in there and begin to mold him into what you want him to be.
I think that's fair. I mean, I think that's why people lean towards the Rams in any sort of discussion of power ranks. And what's great about the NFL, unlike college football, is the rankings don't matter. These teams are going to get into the playoffs and it'll work itself
out.
They
gotta play each other.
But the Rams of these teams are the only one that's won one. They've won a Super Bowl with this quarterback-coach combination. And that matters a lot. Now, granted, that team that won it had the greatest defensive player of his generation on the field. These guys don't, but they still have a really good D-line. Green Bay, by getting that win over Chicago, has entered a very different conversation, I would say, because they have been uneven, but all of a sudden the Packs playing pretty well and pretty consistently. The Packers at 9-3-1, if the season started today, would be the 2 seed in the NFC. That bumps Chicago all the way down to 7. That bumps the Lions out of the playoffs. I'm really, really curious to watch how the AFC North plays out. Green Bay has now won 4 in a row and just seems like kind of peaking at the right time, which is arguably as important as – it's important to be good, but it's also really important when you're good.
Yeah, yeah. What you do early makes no difference if you're going to falter late.
Right. Like the Colts.
Yeah.
The Colts were 6-0, 7-0.
They were flying.
Some big games, obviously, this weekend. I'm almost surprised it's a Sunday 1 o'clock, but the Bills go to New England.
All right.
I mean, you talk about the level of statement the Patriots can make.
They can make a hell of a statement right now, because if they beat Buffalo, we can't – well, they'll be the best team they've beaten, and they're probably one of the top, because, like, the people they've been beating have been mediocre.
Their best win so far this year is they went to Buffalo and won.
They have to beat them. If they beat them again, then people are going to say, okay, they're doing something.
If they beat them again, I believe they lock up the AFC East. Like, it's over. They've won it. Interestingly, the Bills are favored in that game. Now, it's basically a pick 'em. It's a point and a half, depending where you're looking. But that is a massive, massive game. Like, if you're looking to plan your – honestly, tonight's game is big for the Bucks. Tampa's hosting Atlanta tonight, and the Panthers are on their heels, dude. That division race is
– Ain't Kirk up for it?
I don't know. Do you think Kirk's up for it?
Nope.
I mean, they are tied at 7-6. I think right now Tampa has the tiebreaker.
About the process, Jay. About the process.
Damn. Listen to this, Brian. Looking at the numbers. The NFC South. Tampa, Carolina, Atlanta, New Orleans. Who do you think has the best point differential in that group?
Tampa, Carolina, Tampa, and New Orleans. I'm going to go with – you're asking a question, so it's got to be somebody bad. Atlanta.
No.
Saints.
They all are minus.
All of them?
Everyone in the division
okay,
is a minus.
Okay, what's the worst?
So, worst is the Saints, minus 109. Then the Falcons, minus 61. The Panthers, minus 50. And the Bucks, who were so good for – 5-6 weeks, the Bucs have a minus 26 point differential.
Damn.
That's crazy. Is any other division everybody minus? It's almost hard to do because you play division games.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you play outside the division too.
The AFC North, everybody's a minus, but the Steelers are only minus 3. The Ravens are only minus 9.
Okay.
So they're a lot closer to 500, and that's pretty remarkable.
That mean they win close games and they get their butts kicked when they lose.
Get their butts kicked. All right, we're going to continue through the power rankings. You'll hear from Cliff Kingsbury. Coming up at 1 o'clock, Tariq El-Bashir will give us a preview of tonight's Caps-Canes contest. Nobody go anywhere. You're listening to B. Finley.
Hey, it's B. Mitch and JP here. If you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn to Rood. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before vacation? You get adjusted in seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the best, and they've installed new systems in my house, and I felt the difference instantly.
The best part of a Rood system at your house, they are whisper quiet. You get no more of those noisy interruptions, just peace of mind. Rood's variable speed compressor ensures precise temperature and humidity control, operating efficiently even in extreme conditions. You get comfort and performance perfectly balanced. Nice cozy house and lower electric bills. Plus, B, that's not where the savings end. You can qualify for federal tax credits up to $2,000, 2 G's on heat pumps through 2032. Check out Rood.com/federal incentives to learn more.
Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And remember, if it ain't Rood,
it ain't right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. 12:28 p.m. on the East Coast. Fired up to watch Canes Caps tonight. Monumental Sports Network. Joe B. and Locker on the call. The way it should be at NHL. Big, big hockey game tonight, man. And we're getting into that time of the year. I'm not going to lie to you, Brian. As the football season winds down, my bandwidth to take on more hockey grows. Mm-hmm. And we're winding down out here. Four to play. Hockey's heating up. Caps are heating up. Big chance tonight to shut some haters up. Can't wait. Speaking of some haters, some maybe poor performances, I think – It doesn't take Bill Walsh to tell you Washington did not play well in Minnesota last weekend. Mm-hmm. That was a bad performance in all three phases.
Totally.
And the game, in a lot of ways, swung when the Commanders' defense let J.J. McCarthy go down the field on the first drive and get a touchdown. Okay, 7-0. Mm-hmm. We got this. Washington gets the ball, takes the kickoff, goes back down the field with a really good drive to respond. And then at the goal line, first to goal from the four, one run, three passes, they're unable to score on that drive. And then, again, the defense doesn't have to give up a 19-play, 98-yard drive, but they do. All of a sudden, what seemed like 7-7 is now 14-0, and everything was out of control from there. Mm-hmm. Commanders offensive coordinator Cliff Kingsbury addressed the media today and was asked about the goal line sequence of plays in Minnesota.
Yeah, I mean, it always does. You know, there's 30 plays in that game. I wish I'd call something differently, and I wish one of those plays would have worked, but they didn't, unfortunately. So that's, I think, the nature of a play caller. But, you know, there weren't a lot of great play calls in that game, and that's, like I said, that's all me, and I got to get better.
All you can do is own it.
Yeah.
And he owned it.
Yeah.
I think
sometimes that's a lot easier. I think you get people trying to talk around it, and that will catch up with you. Own it, move on.
Yeah. Well, and one thing I applaud about Cliff throughout his tenure here is he is not a sugarcoat guy. I mean, hell, go back to Terry's holdout. It wasn't until Cliff kind of said on the record, yeah, it's about time for him to get in, that the thing started to really move.
Yeah.
And maybe he was just stating the obvious. Maybe he knew more than he let on. But Cliff said that. And I
if
feel
I'm
like,
a play call, I want my best players there when I'm calling plays.
100%.
Point blank.
Number seven, Landfill. This is just kind of, I mean, for Washington's offense to get held out of the end zone, not even a field goal, to get zeroed, hadn't happened in 6 years. Just, Cliff, what went wrong against Minnesota?
Yeah, I would say last week just, first off, you know, need a better game plan, call better plays. It starts there. And then just the execution part consistently wasn't there, and you got to give a lot of credit to Minnesota and their defensive staff, just kind of keeping us on our heels, particularly when we got behind. They made it tough, but I think just time on task throughout this week, hopefully with those guys being back, another week of consistent practice with them on the field should alleviate some of that, and hopefully we play a crisper game.
Do you think they will be?
I don't know. That's me. I couldn't tell you. I thought they were going to play a better game last week. That's where I'm at now. I don't know. I mean, I felt based off of that game against Denver that, okay, now we're moving in the right direction. And that completely blindsided me. So I don't have a damn clue.
Let's go to just the overall offense. Just, it's been, the whole season's been disjointed. Nothing has seemed to go right. Kingsbury was asked about what the hell's going on, number three.
Yeah, I would just say offensively, we, you know, with him, really from the spring on through training camp, just we were never able to get into a rhythm with everybody. Enough practices strung together, enough games strung together, just practicing consistently, it just wasn't able to happen. And so I think it's hard to really assess what that looked like based on just we never had consistent practice or rhythm or anything of that nature, whether he was banged up or, you know, other guys were out.
That is true, and he's asked a question, so it's not like he's
making up
making
stuff.
Excuses. Yeah. How real is that? Because I know I almost want to pull up the box score. I think it was your second year in Philly when you guys had three or four different quarterbacks and kind of just kept – didn't the backup get hurt and then you went to Coy and – like, how real is that? You keep having injuries.
It's very real, but the thing of it, you had Donovan there already, had been playing for a long time. Coy has been the backup for a long time, knew everything about it, and A.J. Philly was a young guy. Donovan, I think, played the first – six,
Donovan seven. Started – you hear you, look at you dropping 6-7.
6 or 7 weeks?
Donovan started 10 games.
Right, 10 games.
A.J. Feely played 5. Coy played 1.
Well, Coy came in after Donovan. He got hurt that first game he came in against the 49ers. Then A.J. went in. But you got to look at the fact of it is the same receivers, same O-line, same running backs were basically there most of that whole year. Donovan got hurt after 10 weeks, so you already had a consistency. Coy had been that. Coy is very much like Marcus Mariota, a guy who is, knows the offense, been there, so when you drop him in, you had no problems. A.J. Feely was the wild card. So when he went in, we didn't know what the hell to expect. But I think A.J. came in with the mindset, listen, well, and I was there telling him because I was next. Get the ball into the hands of the playmakers. You don't need to go out there and try to overly do anything and prove anything to anybody. And the offense that Andy set up there for him helped that out. It wasn't that he had to go out there and read and do everything. They made it to where he could just get the ball. You know, and even when Corey got in, it was simplified more than it was for Donovan. You know what I mean? So that little – the fact that – What this season has shown me.
So Donovan got hurt after week 11.
So Terry is far more important to this offense and this team than they led on in the beginning.
In hindsight, now, and we could split it 50-50 blame, whatever we want to say.
Mm-hmm.
How much did they mess up not getting the Terry thing done earlier?
A lot. That's what I'm saying. It's like, when you look at everything right now, it lets you know how important he was to the success of this team. And they tried to play it whatever way that they want, and that's what the league does. But now when you look at it, it proves he was vitally important. So
100%, man. 100%. Back to Cliff, though. A big topic has become letting Jaden run the ball and design runs. And how much design runs should be called. Is he taking too many hits, etc.? Cliff talking about design runs for the quarterback, Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, we were going to be smart in some areas and try to limit any exposure if we could. But unfortunately, you know, part of the game, and that ended up happening.
Not a lot of answer there. Yeah. I mean, you could say a lot of things about Cliff coming out of that Vikings game. Jaden getting hurt again is not one of them.
He didn't get hurt running the ball. He got hurt trying to make a football play.
Chasing down a pick.
Yeah, so and I think people have to understand that, because I've listened all week to a bunch of talking heads about this, and everyone wants to keep talking about him running the football. He didn't get hurt running the football, people. So, and I hear him talk about the other thing. He didn't run. He wasn't outside the pocket when he got hit in the other one. So some things can happen fluky. But we can't constantly just, you know, talk about the same thing over and over and over again as if something changed. It didn't change. It's the same. Listen, if you get hit enough, I don't care if you're Jaden or you can be Mulata, who's 6'8", 360 pounds, you get hurt in this game. You know, but if you get hurt in this game, the person who's doing it, calling it, has to help you out some, especially if they know your makeup. Like the little thing my coach always said, know your personnel. So that means I had a receiver named Quint McCullum, who was about 4'7". Okay?
And short.
When I would lead, 4'7", the speed.
Oh, okay.
That's funny as hell. So if I threw the ball and lead it, he was like, know your personnel. I'm like, what the hell you mean by that, coach? He said, put the ball on him. He's not running down anything. But if you got Troy Toriak, try to overthrow him, and then you'll throw a perfect pass. Troy Toriak would run under anything you throw. So I began to throw the ball right at Quint. And Quint caught every damn thing. He was always open, slowest and nicest, but he was always open.
Okay.
And I wouldn't lead him anymore. So in this situation, you got to know your personnel. Jaden is going to ball. And if you know that, then you got to pull some of those runs away from him and say, look, or just, hey, throw the ball. Hit five and let it fly.
Well, let's be real. There was not a single design run in the Minnesota game. And you can argue that's too little, too late. Like, you should have dialed back the design stuff earlier, months ago, whatever you want to say. I don't know that it's that simple. Listen, I don't think it's been Cliff's best year, but I don't think it's been anybody's best year.
No, I've said that from the beginning. Everybody has, like Coach Gibbs always said, everybody playing a part in this. It's no one side, this, that. Everybody has played a part in this thing.
Kingsbury's motivation going to the Meadowlands this weekend, number 9, Landy.
I think if you're a competitor, you know, you should be more motivated than ever after a game like that. You know, scoring 0 points shouldn't happen in the NFL. And for us to go out there and do that, I think all of us are chomping at the bit to get back out there and show that that's not who we are. It's just, you know, was a bad game. And I think that is the sentiment of the offense. And so I'm excited to see how we attack the rest of the week and attack Sunday.
B, you were on good teams. You were on some bad ones too.
Yeah.
Like, what was your mindset going into late season bad, two bad team games?
I want to make sure that when coach look at the film, they're looking at me and say, okay, B. Mitchell's out there balling. He's not quitting. He's not making mistakes. Listen, you can go out in a game and individual can be as perfect as they can be, and the overall team loses. But in the end, when they look, they're not judging you based off of what the team did. They're gonna judge you based off of what you're doing. If they can see in the place where you're missing stuff on plays, you're giving up on plays, you're blowing assignments, you got a problem. And that my mindset was to, in the confines of the offense or the special teams, I didn't want to get outside of that. But every play, I'm running full speed, doing what I need to do to show that I'm not quitting. Because my mindset was, I always felt at any time I can do something to help us win. But I'm damn sure I wasn't trying to pack it up and go any damn where.
No.
I saw the Cardinals like that. We planned them late in the season, and they had U-Hauls on the back of their trucks and stuff. They were ready to go. So you come to the game with your U-Haul stuff on the back, you've already given up. You're gone.
I've seen it here. I've seen teams that are done before the season's done, and they just want to get the hell out.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I couldn't help but notice the reading a vibe is not always a prophetic move, but, like, those dudes still seem locked in.
Yeah.
They were all – because when the locker room is dead, people are kind of mulling about, leaving. It's not much going on. But when there's energy in there, that energy is a real thing.
Yeah.
Yesterday they were playing country music, which rarely happens. And what happens is one of the white dudes steals the aux, puts on a country song. Other guys start yelling because they're
what do you think was the white dude? Could have been Percy. He liked country.
It could have been Percy. I know who it was, and it wasn't Percy. But, like, then that becomes a thing, and then they all just started playing Christmas music, and at various times, listen, I'm just going to be
Christmas
real.
Christmas just ain't Christmas.
The Paul McCartney Christmas song is terrible. That came on. That prompted a big discussion. There are good Christmas songs.
Which Paul McCartney Christmas song?
You want me to sing it?
No, I want you to just tell me the name of it.
I don't know the name of it. Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time.
That's enough.
That song stinks. Tariq El-Bashir, 1 o'clock.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. Every NFL Thursday is your chance to hit the jackpot on FanDuel. Because with FanDuel's Thursday Touchdown Jackpot, you can win a share of $2 million in bonus bets each week. To get in on this Thursday's action, all you have to do is place an anytime touchdown score bet before the game kicks off. And if your player scores the first or last touchdown of the game, you'll win your bet plus a share of bonus bets. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to take a shot at the jackpot. That's FanDuel.com/Brian for your chance to win a share of $2 million in bonus bets. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel, official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years or older and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Must apply a profit boost token on select market. Prize pool to be split equally among all eligible participants who made the correct first or last touchdown pick. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet which expires 21 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The song sucks.
Why you don't like certain songs?
You like,
man,
this song? That's just because you hate Christmas, JP.
I don't like most of the songs that Landfill play.
Oh God, I hate this song. There's so many, just play Jingle Bells.
You should stop saying what you don't like. If you say what you don't like, you know he's gonna play it. You forgot you just said you didn't like it?
This song sucks. Nobody likes this song. This and the Mariah Carey one. There's a story.
I like Mariah Carey song.
There was a story.
I like Mariah Carey. I don't know.
There's a story we've been trying to cover for a few days now. It's important.
All right. What is that, the prison?
Yes.
Yeah.
Somebody used a drone to drop crab legs, steak, and Old Bay inside of a South Carolina
prison.
There
was something else in there too, JP.
The South Carolina Department, this is from Bishopville, South Carolina. The South Carolina Department of Corrections said contraband was dropped by a drone at Lee Correctional Institution in what the agency describes as an apparent attempt to deliver drugs and other items inside the prison. An agency spokesperson said the drone dropped the items off in the early morning hours at the maximum security prison in Bishopville. In a post on social media, SCDC said, seems folks were planning an early holiday Old Bay crab boil and steak dinner along with their marijuana and cigarettes, all dropped by a drone at Lee CI.
Hey, man.
The drone, damn.
Can't be mad at them, though. They were trying, dog. They were trying.
The drone dropped two large bags of marijuana, a package of loose tobacco, a carton of cigarettes, and other contraband items. Damn.
Hey, man. You say people aren't smart. Somebody found a way to get some stuff there. It's a drone.
The spokesperson said the South Carolina Department of Corrections fights nightly attacks from drones attempting to bring in items to inmates. Nightly.
If it's nightly, this is not just individuals deciding to do something. This is a ring, dog.
If it's nightly, means a lot of them are getting through, right?
Yeah.
If you could get one thing drone dropped off to you in prison, what would it be?
I'm not going to prison, Jay. I'm just trying to keep myself about it. I don't like being confined and somebody telling me what to do.
Well, let's go to our most likely to go to prison. White Brian, if you could get one thing dropped off to you in prison, what would it be?
Coffee.
PS5.
Ooh. You might.
Well, if you drop off a PS5, they're going to know that somebody dropped
you. You might
off
be somebody's mom. Girlfriend for that.
Maybe a PSP or a Nintendo DS, something small.
But see.
They still have Game Boys?
They gonna know,
Game Boy
they're
going to
know somebody gave you. You got a TV in your cell, you're saying?
Do you get it?
Well,
where
you
going
to play it at? DS, you can just play it on the portable.
Okay.
I got a question. If you're getting steak cooked off, dropped off, how do you cook it? Do you have your own oven?
Haven't you ever seen Goodfellas?
Hey, if they
those guys were living.
If they getting steak, they probably work in another way to get somebody else in trouble too by saying, "Hey, man, I can drop you off some steak if you let this here stuff come through." You see what I'm saying?
Why doesn't the prison just put up a net if they're facing nightly attacks?
Because some of the people probably guards in there. Probably enjoying the stuff as well.
That's probably true.
Jeffrey, you get one thing in prison. What is it?
If I'm in there for life, what is it called? Conjugal visits? What is it called? Something visits?
Yeah, I think you nailed it. Conjugal
hey,
visits.
Hey, man.
That's
if
what
I get
need.
One thing, I'm in prison. You know what I want to do? Get out. I want a judge. I want a judge to say, hey, he has been released. That's what I want.
See, I'm just thinking, like, in the context of this question, I'm in jail for life. I need something. Yeah, just let me be able to let a lady be able to visit me once a week.
I don't know that your lady's getting dropped off with a drone, Jeff. I think
depending
she's allowed to walk
she
in
is.
The front door.
Hey, you may have a big enough drone.
That's a big drone. That's a helicopter for a human.
Oh, boy.
I don't know what the answer is. I'm with Landfill. Put a net up.
Man, they don't want to put no net up.
Uh-oh, they do have specialized passenger drones. We may be onto something.
For people?
But they ain't going to just drop them off. They're going to be hurt. So you talking about conjugal visit. You're going to be up there trying to nurse somebody back to health.
No, they
drop them.
They float down. Zzz, she get what okay. We came for, and then she zzz. Right back on that.
On that note, I have much better news than prison drones. Caller number 10 right now, 800-636-1067. You win a $50 Paisanos gift card. No one appreciates fan listeners more than Paisanos. Now score 30% off any order of $30 or more with promo code FAN30. Pizzas, wings, pasta, salads, and more. Add it all to the cart and use promo code FAN30. Order now at PaisanosPizza.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.